Blog Talk Radio.
Me say summer we bless till we fool. Me a funny girl say blessings are running down. Me a dead dead. Me a drink out of glass and cast cup around over what it should be.
I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed.
Right now, man, you know, say me well blessed. Inna me life, a pure peace and happiness. Inna me face, man, you can't find no stress. Me love God, so no doubt me, I confess. Jesus Christ, I'm my Lord, I'm my Savior. Jesus Christ, Him is my Redeemer. Jesus Christ, Him is my Provider. Jesus Christ, Him is my Protector. Right now, I am just the one I'm dead. I'm the one I'm just to be disappointed. Right now, church, I'm just too blessed. Just too blessed to be blessed. I am too blessed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. Yo, let me preach. Hey, let me wake up early this morning. Outside, no thunder and storming. But then me watch how God start performing. 5 minutes late from the storm start coming. Don't you know God is in full control? Nobody sit down in a chair with your hands full. Nobody make Satan make you feel cool. Everybody in the place, I shine like real cool. Me want everybody in the place to get hot. Like Johnny and pan food in a Dutch pot. I'm from the news, the devil can't touch that. Tell Satan to get back. And I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. Sing it out, I'm too blessed to be stressed. I tell them I'm blessed.
Praise the Lord and welcome to Vision. This is Evangelist Faith Reed, and I'm so glad that you have joined me tonight. Truly the Lord is good, and He is worthy to be praised. Tonight we are looking at another wonderful study about God's purpose for your life, God's purpose for your life. And I just want you to know that it's your time. It's your time to be blessed. It's your time to walk in all that God has for you. It's your time to prosper, not only financially, but in your spirit. Amen. God wants you to truly be blessed. So bow your head and let us pray. Dear Lord, we just give you glory, honor, and praise. We bless and we magnify you. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have truly been good to us. I thank you that you have seen, Lord, all that we have been going through, and you have given us strength to get through it. I thank you, Lord, that even though sometimes the way might be difficult, yet still you give us the strength that we need to make it another day, another hour, another moment. And Lord, I just give you glory, honor, and praise for doing that for us. I pray for those at home and abroad, those around the world, oh God, in neighboring countries. Lord, I pray that you'll remember those in the Middle East, those in Africa and Asia, those in Europe, those in Central America and in the Caribbean, over in the East Indies, Lord God, and in India and those areas, oh God. Lord, you know everything, those up in the Arctic and even down in the South Pole in that area, God. I know that you're able, oh God, to remember those in Canada and in different parts of the world, Lord Jesus. Those that I haven't even named, you know who lives in each and every country, Lord God, and you know everything about every mother, every child, every father, every grandmother and aunt and uncle, Lord, and cousins. You know everything about them, Lord. And I pray that you would truly continue to bless, strengthen, and encourage. Oh God, we realize that we cannot make it without you. but we need you more and more. And Lord Jesus, I just thank you right now. I love you with all my heart. And Lord, I just thank you for just truly being so good to me. And I pray that you'll continue to bless and bless my dear friends that listen and study the Word of God with me, and bless their families. And Lord, I ask that you bless my family also. And Father, we continue to look to you for guidance and for strength. And we say thanks to you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Dear friend, I did get started a little bit late on the air tonight. I was trying to get on, but I've been having some technical difficulties with the system. But we just praise God. Anyhow, I decided to still go on the air and do what I can in the little time that we have left. I want to encourage you, dear friend, to move, to move. It's time to move, because we know that God indeed has many blessings for you. And sometimes we're blinded by the things of the world and we miss out on our blessings. But dear friend, I want you to know that it's time to move. And the acronym MOVE that I have chosen to use tonight, number one, M means to mobilize your thoughts. M means to mobilize your thoughts. O means to open up your heart. V means to veto the plans of the enemy. And E means to ease into your destiny. So I'll say it one more time. M is to mobilize your thoughts. O is to open up your heart. V is to veto the plans of the enemy. And E is to ease into your destiny. I want you to know that as we get ready to move, I want you to understand that God wants you to walk in victory. He wants you to walk in love, and he wants to bless you so, so very much. And sometimes the enemy will make us think that God doesn't want to bless us because of, you know, circumstances and situations. But I want you to know that God truly wants to bless you, dear friend. And so let's look at Psalms 119. It says, blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgments. I will keep thy statutes, O forsake me not utterly. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? I'm in verse 9, Psalms 119, verse 9. By taking heed thereto to his word. I want you to know, dear friend, that God wants us to hearken unto his word, to listen. With my whole heart have I sought thee. O, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. So the first thing we have to do is to mobilize our thoughts, to mobilize our thoughts, and also to open up our heart. You see, because God wants us to seek him. When we seek him, we will know him. Psalms 119, verse 69 through 70 says, the proud have forged a lie against me, but I will keep thy precepts with my whole heart. Their heart is as far as Greece, but I delight in thy law. So we see that the wicked, they lie and they say all manner of things against you. But you don't have to worry, because when you open up your heart to God God will take care of your business. Mobilize your thoughts. Bring all thoughts into captivity. What does the Bible say? For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, right? Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself above the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to understand, dear friend, that God wants us to bring all thoughts into captivity. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And so, mobilize your thoughts. This verse right here tells you that you have to bring every thought into captivity. Knowing this, that it's your time to be blessed, you have to understand that you cannot move into your blessing when you have no control over your thoughts, when your thoughts are thinking things that God is not pleased with, when your thoughts are just scattered all over the place and you're not focused, you don't have your mind and everything on God. You've got to understand that God wants you to mobilize your thoughts, focus, and allow Him to truly bring all your thoughts captive, subject. So when we say captive, that means your thoughts must be subject to the Spirit of God. They must be subject to the Word of God. And then open up, when we say open up your heart, O is for open up your heart, it means that when you go to God, you understand that you dedicate yourself fully to Him and you allow Him to truly touch your heart, and you make sure that you don't surround yourself with people who are constantly doing the wrong thing, because you realize that you need the blessings of God. You need the anointing of God. And when God has anointed you, dear friend, no man can undo what God has done. And so M is for mobilizing your thoughts, O is for open up your heart. 3, veto the plans of the enemy. Veto the plans of the enemy. Psalms 119 and 133 says, order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Now, when you veto the plans of the enemy, it means that you recognize that the enemy wanted to come up against you, wanted to destroy you. But because you did not get angry about it, and you instead went into the Bible and stayed in the Word of God, studied it, prayed over it, allowed it to seep into your spirit, allowed it to mold and shape your character. Because you did not allow the enemy to do what he was planning to do to you, and you instead asked God to order your steps, then God was able to use you for His glory. It says, let not any iniquity have dominion over me. You can veto the plans of the enemy against you, against your family, by surrendering your heart and your will to the Lord Jesus Christ. When you do that, the Bible says that iniquity will not have any dominion over you. Dominion means authority. When you are subject to the Lord Jesus Christ, when you have surrendered your life and everything to the Lord Jesus Christ, there is no way that the enemy can have dominion over you. It does not matter what it looks like, dear friend. It does not matter what he might put in your mind for you, you know, cause you to have negative thoughts or to feel oppressed or what have you. But understand this, that when you surrender everything to God, He acts on your behalf to veto the plans of the enemy. If you don't know what the word veto is, then you ought to study politics a little bit. When a bill or something comes on the floor that someone wants to pass into law, and before it can be passed into law, someone has to take a vote on it, and finally it gets to the president's desk, and the president has a choice to pass it or veto it. Veto means that you are going to block that thing from becoming law. You see, so when God vetoes the plans of the enemy over your life, what he's saying is that whatever Satan was going to do to you, God has just blocked it. Oh, I wish you could get that vision, dear friend, to understand that the enemy cannot do anything to you that God does not allow. So God steps in between you and the enemy, and he vetoes every plan that the enemy had to attack you, to attack your family, to destroy you. He cannot destroy you because God says, I am vetoing the plans of the enemy against you. And so, dear friend, that gets you to the point where you have already mobilized your thoughts. You've already opened up your heart to the Lord Jesus. Jesus goes ahead and he vetoes the plans of the enemy against you. And then E stands for you can ease into your destiny. You can ease into your destiny. Because you see, when God has vetoed all the negativity that was coming your way, then, of course, you're going to be able to just walk into the blessings that God has for you. Because God has great things in store for you. Look at Jeremiah 30, verse 17. It says, for I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord, because they called thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. God says that when you do all the things that I just mentioned, that you allow your thoughts to be brought into, you know, captivity. In other words, subject to the Spirit of God. You open up your heart. You allow God to veto the plans of the enemy. Then you can ease right into your destiny. And what does easing into your destiny entail? It means that God is going to return your health. It means that he's going to heal your old wounds. It means that when other people called you an outcast, that God is going to fix that situation. He is going to bless you. He is going to help you. You don't have to worry. God's got your back, and he is going to help you. I love that verse. I love that verse because when you slide into your destiny, what you're saying is, God, I thank you that you are blessing me right now. I thank you that you are allowing me right now to embark on a journey that I will never regret, because now I'm walking this journey with Jesus. I'm walking it, this journey with the hand of God upon my life. Throughout history, there has always been a plan of the enemy to overtake us through our mind. In the Garden of Eden, according to Genesis 3, verse 1 through 5, the Bible records that when Satan approached Eve through the serpent, the snake, he used convincing speech to sway her into believing that disobeying an order given by God was okay. She then turned around and used her manipulative skills as a woman to convince Adam to disobey God. You see, the enemy of our souls comes to manipulate and to hurt us. But when we allow Jesus to be Lord of our lives, the enemy cannot touch us. You see, you've got to realize that we are in active warfare. The Bible tells us, he tells us, as I stated before, for though in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. God wants to pull down strongholds in your life. Dear friend, do you have any strongholds? Do you understand that God is still doing miracles and that he can do a miracle in your life? Whatever that stronghold is, God is able to deliver you out of it. Just say to yourself, move. I am moving right now. I am moving in my grace-filled life. I'm moving in the presence of God. I'm moving right now because I know that God is able to direct me. So, dear friend, mobilize your thoughts. Realize that the enemy of your soul is trying to defeat you, but he can't. You've got to be ready in season and out of season to speak boldly for the Lord Jesus Christ. Meditate daily on his word so that you can guard your mind and not be defeated. Dear friend, don't be defeated. Understand that God has great things in store for you. Understand that he wants to bless you. Psalms 119, verse 113, it says, I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love. In order to move into your victory, you've got to hate vain thoughts. You can't sit there thinking all kinds of strange things and then think that God is going to bless that, because he won't. He won't bless a situation where you don't have all your thoughts and your heart and everything surrendered to him. So I encourage you, dear friend, to mobilize your thoughts. Mobilize your thoughts. So David talked about the fact that he hated vain thoughts. Why would David, the writer of that psalm, hate vain thoughts? Because focusing on yourself all the time will cloud your mind. And so the world does not revolve around you. You've got to think about other people's feelings. And so when we recognize that God has some great things in store for us and that we don't have to be focusing on us, but we should focus on worshiping God and being a blessing to other people. We are in the middle of a spiritual battle, the carnal against the spiritual. Paul said it clearly in Romans 7, verse 14 through 25, when he talked about the fact that when you would do good, evil is present with you. And so there's constantly a battle in the spirit realm. Paul recounts over and over how he struggled with that thorn on the flesh, in the flesh. Paul recounts his struggle with the flesh, and it's specifically the mind, verses 23. He says that he understands what he's supposed to do. He understands the laws of God and how he's supposed to live holy. But he says every time he plans to do the right thing, evil is always present to try to sway him to do the wrong thing. And the biggest battle is in his mind. Verse 23 says that there is a warring. There is serious warfare when a person is truly seeking to be delivered, because the enemy does not want to release them. Now, listen to this. It is then that you must seek the Lord with all your might, because Jesus is able to break the stronghold of the enemy. Now, I want you to know that no matter how thick the battle gets, rejoice, for Satan is already defeated. Satan is already defeated. And if you remember the story of Elijah, when he showed his servant what to do, and when he said that those who were with him had to, or those who were against him had to make a choice. And when he came and he saw the evil that was going on in the camp, he decided that, hey, this was just not going to work out. So the second thing in our MOVE acronym is open up your heart. Open up your heart. Matthew 7, verse 7 says, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knoweth, knocketh, it shall be open. It shall be open. God wants to open up some doors in front of you, dear friend. But first and foremost, you must open up your heart. You must open up your heart. I know that you've been wounded over the years, but, dear friend, you can't stay in that wounded state all the time. You're going to have to allow Jesus to heal your heart. And so that third section was veto the plans of the enemy. Veto the plans of the enemy. It says, I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me. And that was our message in Psalms 119, verse 11. So he made a conscious decision. It says, I have chosen. You see, when you, dear friend, when you make up your mind to serve the Lord, you realize that you must choose to do that. It is not just a feeling. You must understand that it is a commitment that you are making to the Lord Jesus Christ. Isaiah 54:17 says, no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. Thou shalt condemn. For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness of me, saith the Lord. You see, God wants us to be righteous. He wants us to be holy. But we must first put our trust in him. God has given us the authority. He has given us that authority. And we must exercise our authority in Jesus. I want you to know that God wants you to move, dear friend. He is calling you to move into your blessing. Hallelujah. Move into your blessing. The last part of this acronym, MOVE, is ease into your destiny. You've always, or should I say sometimes, given the authority of yourself to other people. Well, this is a time for you to put your trust and your authority in the Lord Jesus Christ. And he has God truly has been good. And this last part says, ease into your destiny. Take control of your mind. Allow Jesus to do all that he has said that he is going to do. When you ease into your destiny, what you're saying is, Lord, I thank you that I am now walking by faith. I thank you that although it seems as if sometimes things are not going exactly as I want them to, Lord, I still thank you. I still praise you. I still magnify your holy name because I know that it is my time. It is my time to walk into my blessings. It is my time to truly stand on the word of God and see God do some great things in my life and in my family's life. It is truly my time to ease all the way into my destiny, not to stop halfway, but to really continue walking until I see what the end is going to be. You know, the songwriter says that, you know, they want to continue to see what the end is going to be. And dear friend, I'm in that same mentality. I really feel that I just want to continue with God and continue allowing him to bless me. Our closing thoughts are, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. God wants to touch your heart, dear friend. He wants to save you. What do I mean by save you? That means you allow Jesus Christ to come into your heart and ask him to forgive you of your sins. He also will help you in your day-to-day activities. And the other thing is, we need to just realize how much God loves us and he cares about us. Your closing thoughts are, persistence is the key. Smile anyhow. Don't give up. There's no such thing as can. And what you believe, you can achieve. Dear friend, though the precious of life are there, put your trust in God, because truly Jesus is sending a light out for someone who needs to just put their trust in him. God bless you, dear friend.
Yes, indeed. And Job, while you were going through, he looked up and he said, though he slay me, I trust him. So I want to encourage someone today. Listen.
Trust in the Lord with all of thine heart.
Your head, dear friend, and let us pray. Dear Lord, I just give you glory, honor, and praise. I thank you for allowing these dear friends to study the Word of God with me. I pray, oh God, for those that are sick right now that you might heal their bodies. Pray for those that are discouraged right now that you would help them. And Lord, I thank you that someone who is listening under the hearing of my voice right now will be healed completely. Cancer is leaving their body right now. Thank you right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
From St. Lucia, your best of the Catalan and Jamaica. Song has been a blessing to me. I know that it's a blessing to you too. Indeed, here we go. Yo,
there is a fountain filled with blood.
Hello, this is Emron Henry from St. Lucia.
Praise the Lord. You've been listening to Vision. This is Evangelist Faith Reed saying, have a good evening. May the Lord bless you. May the peace of God be with you. And remember that this is your season to be blessed.
Next summer we bless still with food. Me a running out of blessings are running back. Me a dead 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 dead. Imagine cause I'm tossing off the cup of
oil over to me. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed.